The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station on a Tuesday. Oh my God, longest week ever.
It's never going to end.
The JV Show right here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's give you the chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. All you have to do is enter this keyword. Graham, what is it?
Yeah, this hour's nationwide keyword is jingle. You have the entire hour to enter that word jingle at wild949.com and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash.
Right.
Good luck.
Good luck. Here's our first talk back.
Good morning, JV crew. Rubencito Sacktown. I podcast Friday show and this is why I love you guys and the show. Every show has me cracking up. And to the two beautiful Latina ladies, I wasn't trying to clown, so no shots fired, just fun. I love the JV crew. That's why I don't understand why my daughter and girlfriend think the show is stupid. Yeah, stupid funny. Have a good Tuesday.
Do they actually think it's stupid or do they think it's stupid funny?
Yeah, please clarify. Right. Now I need you to clarify again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I accept your apology, Rubencito Sector.
He was apologizing to the ladies because he said Crystal is funnier than you guys and has more Latina pride. Which she might. We don't know.
Wow.
Is he reading a prepared statement there? Sure sound like
it
that.
It sounded like he was reading off a teleprompter.
Yeah.
I think he was.
Rubencito, are you using a teleprompter?
Are
you a bot?
Yeah. The preparation.
Leave us a talk back. Yeah. Leave us another prepared statement talk back and let us know if you will.
All right, Graham.
New world record alert, you guys. New world record alert. Our serial world record breaker, David Rush. He's that guy in Idaho.
Oh, my God. He's tired of him.
All he does is break Guinness World Records.
This, get a life, bro.
He originally set this record. I'm going to play some audio for you guys and have you listen and see if you can guess what this world record is. He originally set this record. We might have even talked about it before. Then somebody else has set the record again. Now he has reclaimed the title. Okay. This one just has yet to be certified by Guinness. But here's the video documenting this world record breaking attempt. He's got the numbers here to do it. Just again, has to be certified. But look, give this a good listen and you guys tell me what you think this world record is he's breaking.
3, 2, 1, go.
I hope he's using some lotion. Oof.
Twist it up so it's up. Aim it higher.
Ooh, twist it up.
Left hand. Left hand.
He says get the left hand going.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That'll rub the skin right off.
Stop.
Come on. There we go. That one felt the best.
Ew.
You heard it right there, folks. What do you think? Because, I mean, that sounded like a live recording look-in of a fifth grader's room.
Is it something to do with his cheeks?
No, it does not have anything to do with his cheeks.
But you said this is a record he's set before, right?
Yeah, he has set this record before.
Is it high fives?
No, it's not high fives, you guys.
Is it the one-handed clap? Is that a thing?
Some people might call it that. Graham, what are you doing up in your room all afternoon? Mom, I'm doing the one-handed clap up here. That's what it sounded like he was doing.
I don't remember this.
I don't know. Is it something with, like, his armpits?
No. I hope you use some lotion for this one.
I don't know. It's not clapping.
It just hurt the skin.
Was there another person involved?
Yes, there was.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't the high fives.
No, not the high fives.
Kissing? No.
This one? No, that was not. I mean, there could be some kissing involved in that.
What was it?
It was alternating fist bumps, you guys.
Oh, my God.
He and another guy were alternating fist bumps. 426 fist bumps in 30 seconds. They have now.
That was 426 that we just listened to?
Yeah, didn't you hear that? It was like.
Ew, stop. Yes, we heard it. Okay, stop.
That one was my cheek. That was good.
Those were some loud fist bumps.
They were really going for it there. Yeah, the previous world record, 380. He set that record with Howie Mandel on America's Got Talent a few years back. And somebody else broke the record. Now he's retaking the title.
You guys should try.
426 fist bumps. I don't think there's any beating that. Did you hear how fast they were going?
Yeah, in 30 seconds.
Yeah, they were really beating it.
Oh, my God. This guy has no life.
No, he doesn't.
But he has a lot of records.
He does not. He's currently on some Fox show right now called 99 to Beat. Have you guys seen? I don't know. It's some competition show. He's on there right now. I don't know.
What's the viewing like for that?
It's just a bunch of
probably
people sitting
good.
At home.
I don't imagine very good. Ew, stop.
They really like him, obviously.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. Woo! I just have a little comment. What grown-ass man goes by the name of Ruben Cecil? I don't know. Just seems a little weird to me. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Shots fired. So our first talk back of the day was from our buddy Rubensito in Sacktown. Mm-hmm. And she's wondering what kind of grown-ass man goes by the name Rubensito. Ladies, any
maybe
comment?
It's something that his mom, you know, called him and just kind of stuck. And he's taken that into adulthood.
Jess, you're engaged to a Ruben.
Yeah.
Any comment?
I don't call him Rubensito. Maybe I should try it and see what his reaction is.
I think that'd be cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Problem with it, to be honest.
All right.
It is Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And now it's time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Strike alert, you guys. Strike alert. Thousands of Kaiser employees set to walk off the job starting today. This strike is being described as the union's largest ever because workers statewide are going to be striking, even in Hawaii. This is, of course, for better pay. Union leaders say they've also been disagreeing on benefits and staffing. So the strike starts today, goes through Saturday, but there could be another one if no resolution is reached.
Yeah, this is a big one. We stand with our workers. Jake Moody, the hero, you guys? He got run out of town here, but former Niners kicker Jake Moody landed with Chicago Bears, and last night on Monday Night Football, he hit 4 of 5 field goal attempts. His lone miss was blocked, and one of his makes was the game winner over the Commanders as time expired. The last time he had a game-winning kick attempt with the Niners was in 2023, and he bricked it. His teammates last night hoisted him over their heads in celebration like a hero.
Are you joking?
Good for him, but don't get used to it, Bears fans. He will go back to being Jake Moody.
Yep. Another wet day. Heavy downpours this morning and scattered showers in the afternoon. Rainfall totals are going to be lighter than yesterday. A bit of sunshine will still peek through, but it's not going to feel that much warmer. You guys, highs will be in the upper 50s to mid-60s.
Holy downpours. Yes. Yesterday. Did you guys get caught in any of those? I was out and about and I got pounded by the rain. Pounded. It was crazy. Hey, Pisces besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Ooh, romantic energy is flowing all around you, and today's the day to make that move or let your partner know how you feel without being awkward or making any serious mistakes. Just relax and go for it.
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to be awkward.
Just relax, Jess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop being all awkward.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is for the healthcare workers that's about to strike tomorrow, the Kaiser workers. I work at Kaiser over here in Santa Clara, and they're preparing for the strike tomorrow, you know. Let's pay these healthcare workers, and let's keep this moving, all right? Kaiser makes $1 billion a day. Think about that. We could pay our healthcare workers, all right? Let's do it. All right, have a great day, you guys.
Okay, a couple things. Strike today.
Starting today.
Left that talk back before our show this morning. I have to fact check. I might have to throw a challenge flag on the Kaiser making $1 billion a day. Their revenue and company profit reports do not reflect that. While they had a net revenue last year of $115 billion, they had operating expenses a very similar amount. So their profit was in the hundreds of millions. But I 100% agree they can't afford to pay their workers more. And they should. This is the problem when companies are beholden to shareholders. Just let you know.
All right, and we stand with our
money for the shareholders and not for the people working for the company.
Right. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, so France just launched a brand new national postage stamp. They launched it last week. And you guys, these are pretty cool postage stamps because they are like scratch and sniff stickers. They have a smell to them. They have an odor. And the odor that they chose to represent France is cigarettes and B.O. No, not French fries.
French baguettes.
Not cigarette. It is. It's baguettes.
Really?
It's going to smell like warm baguette bread wafting off of that. Anytime you stick a stamp to mail something, they're going to cost $2.10. Well, €1. Or sorry, €2.21, which I can't do the exchange right now. I'm not going to. Don't try me. But these croissant-scented stamps are now in circulation. A lot of them being snatched up by collectors. People want to collect these things, but they do smell like that. If the United States started making scented postage stamps, what scent would we choose? And I, Selena, you blurted out French fries earlier, and I was like, that is the thing that represents America more than anything. But I believe French fries really are Belgium-based. They're not from France.
They're not from France. They're French.
In-N-Out. In-N-Out smell.
I was thinking like Big Macs.
Oh,
like nothing says America like McDonald's.
Shouldn't it be like some barbecue or something? How do you capture the smell of a Big Mac on a stamp? I mean, barbecue, like barbecue sauce, something like a smoky barbecue flavor. That?
Yeah. What about pizza?
Oh, good one. That's from Italy, but okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I thought it was one of those things like French fries. Like, it seems French, but it's not. Pizza seems Italian, but
maybe
it's not.
Maybe, like, donuts?
Is there a donut scent? And I don't think...
I mean, you know that smell when you walk into, like, a donut shop or you walk into a McDonald's?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just put that in a jar. Capture it.
But this is a stamp.
Well, you know what I mean. And then you take it from the jar and put it on the stamp.
And then you put the stamp in the jar and let it soak in there for a little
while. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what scent would fully exemplify the United States. I'm still sticking with kind of a smoky barbecue flavor. That seems like something that would be pretty...
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
Pretty good. What else do we have to hang our hats on that's really all American?
Oh.
Hot Pockets?
I don't know.
Some Hamburger Helper?
Yeah.
I think.
Probably something like that. Yeah, that's a good one. Jess, anything? Any other food scent that really exemplifies America?
America, other than McDonald's?
See? We have nothing.
Yeah.
We have nothing.
Wow, that's so sad.
Yeah, we've stolen everything from
everybody else. No, because everybody here is from somewhere else. Think about it. So you like adopt, you know, that food.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can't think
What is American? McDonald's. There we have it.
Macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
Clam chowder.
I do not want a clam scented stamp. I gotta lick the clam to mail something.
Well, I don't want a mac and cheese one either, and it's just it's too cheesy.
Okay, we're forgetting a huge one. Wings.
Okay, yeah.
Buffalo wings.
I feel like that's kind of in my barbecue.
Yeah, I would put that in that same category.
Hot dog smell.
You gotta lick a wiener every time you want to mail something? No thanks.
No. Fried chicken?
But are we like, is that ours?
Well, I just looked
like,
up
does
top
nobody else do that?
Top American foods. And
those I feel like fried
what about
chicken
like an apple pie or something? Like that, that smells good. I feel like that's like American.
Seems, okay.
You know?
That's a good one.
Okay.
I'm here for that one.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a dessert is a much better option than like.
Than cheese.
Or clam chowder.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. Love the show. Long time listener. This is Sander from the East Bay. It's my birthday. Whoop, whoop. Big 5-1. You guys stay warm and dry out there. Peace and love.
Nice. Happy birthday. The Big 5-1. Yes. Yeah. Hope you have a great day.
Woo. Who gives a fart?
That's right. It's Wild 94.9. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And let's talk TV, you guys, because I'm still watching Love is Blind. Have you guys watched any more episodes? I know you guys started it.
Yes, but I'm only now 3 episodes in.
Okay. I think I'm 3
you're
in
getting there,
also.
Though. Okay.
That's pretty good for me.
Graham, pretty proud of you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're actually kind of caught up with the rest of the world at the same time. But if you don't know, this is a show where people go to fall in love sight unseen to prove if love is truly blind. So,
where's this new season, by the way? Each
I feel
time's
like it's
in
Colorado?
A different city.
Denver, yeah.
Denver area.
Mm-hmm. So I want to...
dorks over there, apparently.
Yeah.
And it just... It gets weirder.
No, it's true.
It gets weirder and weirder from where you're at right now, trust me.
Got
but
it.
I want to play parts of this conversation between one of the couples for you guys. And I want to discuss like what you would do. Specifically, Graham, after this first part of the conversation, I want you to tell us how you would react if a woman came to you and laid out this scenario for you.
Okay.
All right, let's say we at the club. We partying. This big buff guy walk up. He see me holding your hand, and he like, I want you. And I'm like, don't you see I got a man? In that situation, how would you react?
So you're at the club with your, let's say she's not your wife just yet, but you're at the club with Kate, and somebody comes up to her, and he's buff.
Yeah,
he's bigger than
guy.
You.
He's bigger than you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's rare, but
and
okay.
He wants your woman. What are you doing?
Running away, screaming, and hiding. Like, I don't want to get in a fight. She's yours. Take her.
No, you wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that, but I'm not a confrontational person. Although we're out drinking at a bar, that might change things a little bit. I Might get a little mouthier there. I don't know. What are you supposed to do? Say, sorry, she's taken.
Yeah. Like, what? So would you say anything at all, or would you just take her away and kind of walk the opposite way?
I think I'm just dropping a quick, sorry, bro, and then, yeah, we're moving aside.
Okay. And then running away.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, hurriedly walking away. Like, okay, oh, like, is he really still there? Fast. Is he still looking at me?
Skipping.
Okay. Keep going. Quickly.
Is he following us?
Yeah.
Okay, so this was the guy's reaction.
All right, we get this walk away, baby, come on.
I'm trying to walk, he grabbed my arm.
Oh, baby, come on, just follow me, let's walk.
He grabbed my arm.
I know, then we gotta get, like, security, because, like, he tripping.
You're gonna go get security?
So, Selena, would you expect your man to say something to the guy, or say something about the situation?
Yeah, I think what Graham said initially, like, hey, sorry, bro, she's taken. Mm-hmm. And if he's still, like, insisting, yes, then you say something. Because okay. I want to feel, like, protected and safe. And you're not going to let this other man, like, steal me away. Like, don't you even love me?
And I think if a guy, like, grabbed, you know, Kate's arm.
Yeah, once you touch, that's too far.
That, to me, is like, that would be a major trigger point. Like, don't, do not put your hands on her. Don't.
Yeah.
Particularly not in an inappropriate way. I would lose my mind.
Right.
But even to, like, grab her, like, no, you're talking to me. Uh-uh. No, that's crossing the line.
So would you get upset if he didn't say anything?
Yes.
Let's say he didn't say anything, but he did act in the situation and moved you away, you're still getting upset because there were no words exchanged?
I guess I wouldn't be upset, but I would feel more like, oh, if he did like really fight for me. You know what I mean? Like,
but not literally fight.
With his
words.
You
don't want to throw in a punch right off the bat.
No.
Unhand but my
bonus,
woman.
Bonus points, you know, if it gets to that point and he wins.
What? What if he...
But not off the bat. Don't like start. You know, don't start, ish won't be.
What if this big guy comes through, grabs, you know, is grabbing your arm like, no, you're going to talk to me. And then your man's like, no, unhand my woman. And he throws a punch and tries to, you know, fight for your honor. But then he gets his butt kicked.
At least he tried.
Okay, you're still looking at it like in a positive light.
It's still the fact that,
you're
not going to win every fight. I mean, my man will, but like most guys, you're not going to win every fight. But it's the fact that you tried, that you were there defending me.
Jess, would you want let's just say your man tries to defend your honor and then just gets his ass totally kicked?
No.
Or would you rather he tried to defuse? Are you upset with him? Like, why did we didn't need to get into a fight in this situation. We could have just, you know, continued to try to walk away or gone over and grabbed a bouncer or something to help us out.
I'd prefer we just walk away. The last thing I want is him getting in a fight and me just being frantically like trying to stop it or something, and then me get maybe some punches thrown my way too. No, I don't like fights, so I would want to avoid the fight, but it would feel nice if he did at least say something. He could say it in a respectful way. It doesn't have to be in like a...
So no, unhand my woman.
Unhand my woman!
So you prefer like more, hey, excuse me, sir.
No, I
know you're interested in this woman standing by my side, but
if
you could just please get your little fingers.
No, maybe not like that. That would be great.
Here's my wallet. Buy as many drinks as you want.
Actually, matter of fact, just take her with you.
Yeah.
No, actually, I take that back. I would want him to be kind of stern about like, hey, she's taken, but then let's move off to the side. Like, I don't need a confrontation to happen. That's the last thing I want.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants that, but if that guy is clear, if he's like starting it, like I wouldn't expect my husband to like turn around and just like walk away, and this guy, you know what I mean? Like, just knowing my husband, he's going to like defend himself and me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's never going to start it.
I think I would still try to like step up be in the middle of it, because I just wouldn't want a fight to happen. But to your point, Selena, it would feel kind of nice. Like, hey, he protected me.
Unhand my woman. She belongs to me.
Well, so this is how the conversation continues between the couple on the show.
This man that don't know me, he grabbed me, your wife, and you got no reaction. So you know that when we leave, I'm gonna be angry with you. You're supposed to be my protector, and you don't even try to say nothing to him. You don't try to move his hand. You're like, security.
I just don't want no problems.
Aw. See, like, I understand that side, too, though. I wouldn't, if we were at the club and my man didn't, like, start a fight with the guy, I'm not going to get mad at him for not doing that.
Yeah, that seems like a bit of a, like, everybody has to handle situations in their own way. This guy that she's talking to, look, he's not the biggest, toughest guy in the world. And he doesn't strike me as a fighter.
Right.
So.
And the woman is even like, okay, let's take the size out of this. Let's say he's your size. Are you fighting him? It's like she kept wanting to. For
she
him
wants to hear
say,
yes.
Like, yeah, I'll fight for you. I'll get in a fight for you. I'll do this, this, and this. And he was just like, I'm not going to. He was like, the man could be in a wheelchair, whatever it may be, and I'm not fighting anyone.
Really? That's an easy win.
Yeah, that's like, take the wins where you can get them.
We're kidding, everybody.
Yeah, no.
Jokes.
That was Selena, though. That's Selena.
Yeah.
Graham agreed.
I don't remember that. Take that part out of the podcast, Jess.
Yeah, I mean, some people, it's just not in their character. Like, for me, like, I'm that person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I would want my man to fight for me. But I'm not fighting. That's just not me.
I think there's a way. You want to feel like defended and like somebody has your back and somebody is protecting you. You want your man to be your protector. I'm sure that's a nice feeling. But also, like, it doesn't need to go to a physically violent point. There are ways to diffuse a situation.
Right.
Like, I think you have to exercise every effort to diffuse the situation while also seeming very strong and tough and protective.
And
like there's a balance there.
Right. Yeah. One last question, Graham. Could you date someone that had those expectations of you?
I don't. Like, if someone that I was dating legitimately wanted me to be, like, punching guys that were hitting on her and stuff like that, I'm not that guy. I'm not a fighter. It ain't going to happen. Yeah. Sorry.
But I think it's just the fact that if it ever got to that point, Kate feels safe knowing that you could. And would if needed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
I mean,
I'd
lose the fight for sure.
But you know what? It's the fact that you tried.
Got it.
Yes.
It's the fact that you tried.
Unhand my woman.
That's woman.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys, Meghan Markle invited herself to Paris Fashion Week.
You could do that?
Yeah, I didn't know that was an option.
So a couple weeks ago, Meghan Markle, she popped out at the Balenciaga show at Paris Fashion Week, and it was like a surprise appearance. Nobody knew she was going to be there. Nobody was expecting her to be there. So, okay, I don't know how to say this guy's name. Pier Paolo Piccioli or something. He's a designer for Balenciaga. He did an interview. I know, I butchered that. He did an interview, and he said that he met Meghan a while ago, and they have been texting ever since. And she reached out one day and was like, I would love to go to the show. And so he, like, made it happen because she insisted on going. And he didn't say this in a shady way, but everyone is like, oh, my God, how much cornier can you get? You invited yourself to Paris Fashion Week?
Yikes.
Wouldn't you guys just not go if you didn't get an official invite by the brand? Or, like, anyone to be there?
But couldn't you? Is it that bad saying, like, oh, it'd be really cool to be there? Like, I would love to go sometime.
It seems a little thirsty.
But don't people reach out and do stuff like that on
all the time? Not if you're someone who's someone. You think the Kardashians are doing that?
That's true.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Wait, everything seems worse when it's Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
We found out it was like literally anyone else. We'd be like, cool, reach out, hit up that brand and be like, yeah, I would love to come to Paris Fashion Week. And we think it was totally fine. Meghan Markle does it. We're like, oh my God.
So desperate.
Who does that?
Oh my God. You're right.
She just keeps getting humiliated by everything that she does. It's actually so sad at the same time.
She needs to I don't. Is it
just take a step back?
Take a step back.
Yeah, go away for a while and then come back.
Yes.
But I feel like if she did that, it wouldn't change.
And right when she came back, we'd be like, what are you doing? Go away. You're so annoying. She can't win. She cannot win.
And you know what? She honestly doesn't even, like me personally, she doesn't really bother me that much. I just think all these things are super funny that that keeps coming out.
Yep.
About her.
And then everybody's reaction to him.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's a perfectly nice person.
Yes. All right, you guys, there's new Michael Jackson allegations.
Oh.
This is crazy. Graham, how would you say this last name? C-A-S-C-I-O. Cascio? Cascio?
C-A-S. What is it?
C-A-S-C-I-O.
Yeah, Cascio.
Cascio. So back in the 80s, I know, all the way back in the 1900s, Michael Jackson became friends with this guy, Dominic Cascio or something, and he became really close with him, met his wife, they had two kids, he became really, really close to the family. That couple ended up having three more children, so they had five kids total, and again, Michael even called them like his second family, and they would go on Disneyland trips, they would come stay at Neverland Ranch, they spent holidays together, they would go shopping, they lived in New Jersey. So Michael was there all the time. And the entire time, like when all the previous allegations were coming out about Michael, this family like defended him to no end. Like these kids basically grew up with him and they were like, there was no funny business. There was nothing that happened as a child or as an adult. Like defended him, even wrote books about how Michael was innocent as he was facing all the other allegations. Fast forward to now, they are... I guess all five siblings have come together and they have filed a lawsuit in L.A. Accusing Michael of grooming them, abusing them, and brainwashing their family for 24 years.
What?
25 years, excuse me.
All five kids?
All five. And they said that none of them knew about each other's abuse when it was going on. And it was really that HBO documentary that came out, I think, in like 2019, 2020, mm-hmm. that started like the conversations between them. And then they all found out that it was happening to all of them. And supposedly the Michael Jackson, the Jackson family or his estate tried to settle with them outside of court when this first got brought up back in 2020, and they were getting paid off. You know, they were going to get payments over 5 years. That 5 years is almost up. And then now there's like claims of they tried to extort, you know, the five siblings. And so now they're like, we're just taking this to court. And so that's what they did. Filed another lawsuit.
Look, there are people that will defend Michael Jackson to the end of time. There's no changing their mind. You could show them proof of some of these allegations or proof of other misconduct that he's been accused of in the past. You could show them that. You could show them video of it. You could show, and they would not change their mind.
I know.
Because of his level of stardom, but also because of, look, I think he benefited because of his level of stardom. He was the biggest star on the planet. And for the time that it was, if he was... If all this happened today in the age of social media and phones and cameras and things like that, he would have gotten taken down.
Wouldn't stand a chance.
It would not.
No.
He benefited from the time period that he was incredibly, incredibly famous. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, you cannot change some people's minds about what happened. I believe all these allegations. I do. I just don't think you can... As a grown man, be inviting kids over to spend the night at your house and stuff. In what world does that seem even remotely okay? And people are like, well, he was just a child at heart. I don't care. I don't care.
No.
Imagine another adult man coming and say, hey, I want your kid to come spend the night with me.
Oh, no. I don't care who you are.
I don't care who
Absolutely
you are. As a
not.
Parent, I would never, never in a million years allow that to happen. Are you
People
kidding me?
People are also wondering if his daughter, Paris Jackson, is starting to get maybe turned to the truth. She, I didn't know this, but she recently got a tattoo of her dad, Michael Jackson, covered up.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So there's your update. We're probably going to be hearing a lot more about that coming soon. But Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right. Instagram announced today some new safeguards that they're rolling out to try to protect the platform's younger teen users. Young people who have a teen account. Remember, we've talked about as Instagram launched these teen accounts and all the things they were trying to do to safeguard your kids. Well, now they're trying to take it a step further. They're now going to be limiting the content that's being served to them to be only PG-13 content. So if you have a teen account, you're only seeing PG-13 stuff. That's stuff that you would be able to see in a PG-13 movie, and that's the max you're going to get. The platform is going to hide and not serve posts that have strong language or ones that involve people doing dangerous stunts or where there's drug use and things like that. Teen users will not be able to change these PG-13 settings on the app without parental consent. The company is also adding a stricter settings that parents can use to monitor and, you know, and safeguard their kids' accounts. They're launching limited content restrictions that are going to block more content and remove teens' abilities to see, leave, or receive comments under posts. And teen accounts will no longer be able to follow accounts that regularly share inappropriate content or anything, even if it's an account that has appropriate content, but there's a link to like an OnlyFans account or something like that. You're not going to be able to follow those accounts. And sometimes and or engage with their content.
Every teen boy is like, dang it.
Yeah, I know. That just, our teen account just got extremely limited. Selena, do you think you have a teen? Do you think this is them taking this additional step is going to do anything? Or do you think, like we've talked about before, it's just too easy to work around?
I mean, there's obviously a lot of workarounds because you still have the internet. You know what I mean? Unless you have like parental controls on that, which I don't even know if that's a thing. I actually like everything that Instagram is doing. As much time as the kids spend on the app, I think that, you know, limiting what they see and what gets fed to them and who can message them and the amount of information that parents can see from their own account, I do like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I commend them for doing something, but they've known for a long time how harmful their platform is to teen users, particularly.
Yeah,
teen
I mean,
girls.
It doesn't change that because you're still going to have that. But and they're, I mean, still, they're changing what they can, and I do like that.
Then they're still, I mean, they want to keep teens on their app as long as possible. So they're also, you know what I mean? They're going to, I don't foresee them taking away all the stuff and limiting it so much that their minutes used by teen users is going to decline. In other words, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's not going to fix that.
They want to keep people as long as they can on their platform.
So leave the OnlyFans links up, you're saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, don't limit that for everybody. Come on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. Ladies, did you see the close-ups of Travis Kelce at the football game the other night? Sorry, I'm a day late. But he is so handsome. He has got to be the most handsome dude on the planet. Next to Graham, of course. But I wonder if he wears a size 13 shoe like Graham. That might be a deciding factor as to who's the most handsome guy on the planet. All right, bye.
Ew.
There you go. Travis Kelce wears a size 15 shoe.
Whoa.
By the way.
Are you serious?
I think isn't he like 6'5", 6'6"? He's a big guy.
That's 15? I didn't even know that was possible.
What are you talking about? Shaq wears like a 30. Yeah.
He wears a 30?
That's not 30, but it's like a 28 or something.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, he's got really big feet, but he's also 7 feet tall.
Whoa.
I'm going to be honest. I thought Travis Kelce was a little more handsome a few years back. Now I'm kind of like, yeah, he's there.
I think it's depending on his hairstyle.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. His style has changed. And
he switches it up like every season.
I just don't see it.
You
guys have brought other plenty of, attractive guys. The Michael B. Jordans and the
Jalen Hurts.
Chidi's loins were ablaze on Friday for Tyreek Withers and all these people. You know, like, these are good looking guys.
I think Travis Kelce's really good looking.
He doesn't pass the DMV test for me. If he worked at the DMV, I don't think you'd find him attractive. He does not pass the DMV test.
That's a good point. Yeah, no, I don't know.
You don't think so?
In some pictures, he does. And in some pictures,
see,
he doesn't.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, in some pictures, like, I don't think he's, like, repulsively ugly or anything. He's just, like, an average-looking guy to me. He's very average-looking.
Wow. But, like, in a handsome way.
I'll give you slightly above average.
Okay.
I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, that guy's good-looking. No, he doesn't pass the DMV test.
All right. Let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm. You have to figure out a way to warm up and really relax your jaw. Otherwise, you will not be able to like a pro.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard that also. I know from experience.
I never do that.
All right, think about what that bleep. You don't?
No.
Oh, no wonder. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, despite how that clip may sound. The bleeped out word, always something radio friendly. Yes. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that word could be on the iHeartRadio app. Hit the talkback mic button and leave us that talkback. But you want to get those guesses in quick because you got to be the first correct answer in the morning to win a JV Show.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you're going to win today's JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You have to figure out a way to warm up and really relax your jaw. Otherwise, you will not be able to like a pro.
Mm-hmm. Now, just remember, this is a family show. All right, you sickos. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Carmen from Gilroy. I think the bleeped out word of the day is sing. Have a good morning. Bye-bye.
Sing.
We'll be able to sing like a pro. Yep.
That is a great. Yeah, you want to sing like a pro, you got to loosen the jaw, warm up, and then bumblebee.
Right.
I was in the Napa High Men's Choir for 1 year. Trust me, I know.
With your mic off, though.
Yep.
Hi, it's Cassie, Madison, and Nolan, and we think the bleeped out word is whistle.
That's a very popular guess this morning. Do people go pro at whistling?
I'm sure.
Maybe, yeah. Probably.
Or just like a pro, like a, that's an expression, right?
Yeah.
Whistle like
I
a pro.
I suck at whistling.
Yeah, I'm not good. We've all taken our chances, taking a shot at whistling on the show. None of us are very
Jess
good.
Jess is the only good whistler.
Wait, whoa. Graham just entered the chat.
Okay.
No, Jess.
Yeah.
Come on. That's way better.
You didn't warm up, Graham.
I didn't.
Morning, JV show. This is Steph from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is chug. Have a good day.
Oh, that's a good guess.
A lot of people are guessing that this morning. Dang Selena, it. Can you chug? Could you like chug an entire beer?
No.
You can't?
No.
I've seen you chug pretty well on the JV show Chug Wheel Fridays at 8:20.
I am not good at chugging. I have to stop chugging to breathe like, Jess, three times.
Jess, could you chug an entire beer if you had to? No stops.
If
no
I
breaks.
Had to, I feel like I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Selena, if your life depended on it, you can't take a break. You got to chug the whole beer.
I'd be dead. I can't.
You can't breathe and chug at the same time?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I just can't.
So much to learn.
It's one or the other. It's so hard. All right. Continue to leave your guesses, whatever you think today's bleeped out word is. Leave it on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. You're going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing with the bleep where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we are going to be sending you this JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, the talk back mic on the iHeart app. That's where you want to leave your guess. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You have to figure out a way to warm up and really relax your jaw. Otherwise, you will not be able to like a pro.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Morning, JV Show. This is Josh from Dublin. My guess on the bleeped out word is yodel. Have a good day.
All right, Jess.
Yodel. Yeah,
let's
Jess.
Hear your yodel.
You know, okay. This was coming your way.
Yodel.
It was okay.
I think work on that.
I didn't warm up.
Selena, you want to take a crack at it? Show how it's done?
Don't even know what
that
is. What? No. I forgot what a yodel sounds like. Can you
do hers? What she did?
Yeah. Yodel, hee hoo.
Oh, you guys, this is bad. This is.
All right, Graham, let's hear your yodel.
Better than that.
Yodel, hee hoo.
That sounds like Michael Jackson.
Whatever. That was my yodel.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Danny from Alameda. Also got Rico with me, and we're going to guess today's bleeped out word is karaoke. Karaoke like a pro. You guys have a great Tuesday.
That's a great guess, but not the right one.
That was another popular guess. Yodel was a surprisingly popular guess this morning.
I would have never guessed
yodel
that.
And karaoke. A lot of people guess those. Not it.
Hey, JV Show. Daisy from Lodi. How about freestyle?
And Jess, begin your freestyle rap this morning about the What the Bleep game.
It's a Tuesday and we're playing our game. So you in the car, don't be ashamed. Leave us a talk back. Give us those guesses and maybe we'll send you a chug mug.
She backed herself into the corner with guesses and trying to figure out something that rhymed with that.
But don't crash and make any messes.
Right. Come on.
There we go. Should have jumped in.
Nice work, Selena. Nice work.
All right. Great guess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Samantha from San Jose. And I guess today that the bleeped out word is eat. Thank you. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, so here's today's clip unbleeped.
You have to figure out a way to warm up and really relax your jaw. Otherwise, you will not be able to eat like a pro. I'm talking about one of those, you know.
Joey Chestnut.
I could not think of his name. One of those pro eaters. Those guys, to be able to stuff whole hot dogs in there, that's some skill.
That takes some skill.
Incredible jaw control.
We've been practicing for years.
Yeah. Imagine what else you could fit in there. Whoa. All right, think about what the... Just kidding. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First and foremost, who was that just won that one?
Samantha.
Samantha in San Jose. Woo! I knew Samantha.
Samantha.
Getting a brand new JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. Nice work. She had the very first correct answer this morning. Lots of people also came with the correct answer, so I'm going to try to shout out a bunch of them. Kayla and Terry in Redwood City had it. So did Lori in Morgan Hill. Good morning, Lori. Hope you have a great Tuesday. Eddie in Concord got it. So did Sharifa in Richmond. I was about to say Richmond in Sharifa, but that would be where Sharifa is in Richmond. Cecilia in Morgan Hill had it. So did Owen and Jessica in Gilroy. Kim in Tracy. Good morning, Kim. Andrew in Hayward had it. So did Colton in Roner Park. Our buddy David in Richmond had it. So did John in Fremont. Ricky in San Jose. What's up, Ricky? What's up? And Miguel in San Jose also had it. Anybody else I'm missing? Jess?
Aria and Lindsay in Walnut Creek.
Duh, they had it too. But I mean, way too slow. Like, you know, but Samantha beat him by a mile.
Yeah.
If you didn't get it today, thank you for playing.
Again tomorrow.
You were close. A lot of you so close. You wanted to win that chug mug. Yeah. You just got to be a little quicker tomorrow. We'll do it again. Same time. Kiss, another popular guest this morning. Do you guys warm up and relax your jaws before a good makeout session?
Because
you don't want to go like in there all stiff-lipped.
Yeah, I feel like I don't need to really, like, warm up.
Oh, you're just like...
I'm just ready.
Just watching.
Ready to go, yep.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yeah, hi, JV. It's James Lancaster, or Jesse James. Again, long time no see. Just listening in from Australia. It's midnight here, but I still listen to yous all the time. How you doing?
We're doing good. James,
from
thank
Australia?
You so much from listening all the way from Australia.
Also, was he drunk?
I don't know. It's late at night. He's hanging out. He's just listening to the JV Show, having fun. JV Show is number one in Australia. I checked this morning. That's a big deal. Got the whole continent. Did you hear? I mean, Australia is full of like crazy wildlife and stuff. Did you hear it in the background of that? Like, what is he living next to some kind? I don't know what those creatures were in the background.
It was something scary.
It was scary.
Yes. Also, you sure you didn't have a couple drinks? Well, I mean, it's midnight, middle of night. I mean, listening to your favorite radio show.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time. I'm
so
just,
it's
just
midnight
saying.
Tonight. So like he's already on.
So it's like
James
it's
calling
tomorrow.
Us from Wednesday.
Yeah. From the future.
Dude, he's already on Hope Day. And we're stuck here on Tuesday.
I know. All right. To the phones, guys. Hi. Who is this?
This is Adam.
Adam, what's going on, my friend?
What's up? What's up?
What's up? All right. So look, you're going to play the JV Show's Yep Nope game. It's our super fun trivia game. Jess, will you tell Adam what he's playing for this morning?
We have four tickets to the Oakland Roots last home game on the line today.
All right. Let's go.
So here's how it works. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Got to get three correct. If you can do that, the tickets are yours. Okay.
All right. Let's do
it. Here we go. Question number one. San Juan is the capital city of what U.S. territory?
What was the question?
San Juan is the capital city of what U.S. territory?
San Juan. Shoot. Oh, my God.
Come on.
You got me on this one.
Well, I mean, take
a
guess.
You got this.
Give me a hint. Come on, the first letter of the word. Come on.
There is a hint in the
part
of U.S. territory. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's been in the news a lot lately.
Portland? I don't know.
Did you Portland?
What did you say?
Portland is a U.S. Portland is a U.S. city inside of a U.S. state called Oregon.
Yeah.
We were looking.
That was,
San Juan.
That was horrible.
San Juan, capital city in
Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico!
Oh, my God. I knew that.
Yeah,
I don't
you
think
were close.
You did.
Portland, Puerto Rico. They both start with a P. That was good.
All right. It was close. It starts with a P.
There you go. All right, question number two. Question number two. What is the name of the bone disease that literally translates to porous bones?
Oh, dude, this is a hard question. I don't know. Bone marrow?
Nope.
That's not it.
Bone marrow is not a disease. That's the inner part of your actual bone. We're looking for osteoporosis. I think that's maybe a Greek word. And the porosa, that's porous. And osteo means bone. Porous bone.
I can't even spell that, so I can't even say it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, this is going well.
Question number three. A quahog is a common variety of what type of sea creature?
A sea creature?
Yeah, a quahog is a common variety of quahog. What type of sea creature? Yep.
Oh, my God. These questions.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get the. I don't know. This is a tricky one.
Just a guess. Just a guess.
Salmon. I don't know.
Nope.
It's horrible.
Clam.
No.
Looking for clam.
Clam. A quahog is a common type of a clam. You ever had clam chowder before?
Yes, I have. I never heard that word before.
Yeah, you probably had some quahogs in there. All right, question number four. You need this one. Otherwise, I'm going to shout holy horrible trivia, and you're going to leave the show disgraced. Question number four. The Highlander and Land Cruiser are a couple of the car models made by what company?
I hope it's Hyundai, is it?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Holy horrible trivia.
Adam. Oh, my God.
You gave me the hardest question.
Son of an osteoporosis quahog Portland clam.
What happened to what color the sky? Blue, correct.
Toyota was the answer we were looking for there. Highlander and the Toyota Land Cruiser. Perhaps you've heard of those. Yeah. Not the Hyundai.
Hey, you're not your best work.
Yeah, you're
not
right.
Your best work.
That was bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
At least you had fun. At least we hope you did. We had a lot of fun.
I had a great time.
Yeah, hey, Grant, can I say something, Graham?
Sure.
Graham.
Yep.
Uh-oh, I lost him.
No, we're here.
No, you're here. Say it. Oh, because he didn't win. He's playing like he's losing connection. I see. Okay, you know, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold.
Was he trolling?
I see what he's doing there.
I don't think he was trolling.
I'm not sure. So he's on hold. Jess, will you run into the next studio?
Can you find out what he wanted to say? The suspense is killing me now. Now I need to know.
In the meantime, Graham, let's get some shout out.
We got a couple DMs here. First one, good morning, Graham. Anyway, you can shout out my niece, Adeline, a.k.a. Addie Yanez. She listens to you guys every morning and will be listening to you on the ride to school. She recently turned 8 years old, and that is from Shannon. Yes, happy belated birthday to Addie.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Mom, sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. A big happy birthday to my daughter, Elena. She turns 14 today. We love you. That's from Mom, Melissa. Yes, happy, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
And one more. Hi, Graham. Mom in your DMs. Mom in your DMs. Could you please wish my daughter, Gianna, happy birthday today? Gianna Adelina, a.k.a. Guga Bear. Happy 13th birthday. You're officially a teen. We love you and are so proud of the amazing little human you are. A beauty with straight A's, the biggest heart and sass to match. Keep reaching for the stars, you drama queen. Love Mama, Dada, Tank, Rex, and Taquito. Who do you think Taquito is?
Probably a little teeny tiny doggy.
I was thinking maybe Nana. You know, they call her Taquito. Anyways, yes, happy, happy 13th birthday, woo! Gianna. You're right, Selena. That is a big one. Welcome to the teen years.
Who gives a fart?
You're going to hate your parents even more.
Any day now, if it hasn't started already.
If it hasn't started, you'll begin hating your entire family right around now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. This is Jesse from Fremont. The questions this morning are so hard. That poor guy didn't even have a chance. Maybe do easier questions. I don't know. Have a good morning. Bye.
Okay, there's our trivia complaint. He went 0 for 4 this morning, was awarded with a holy, horrible trivia. Look, do you guys want trivia questions that everyone knows every answer to? That doesn't seem like much of a game to me. Also, I thought the questions, yes, there were a couple hard ones, but I also thought they were workable, like you could work yourself to the answer. The one about osteoporosis, it was a question about what bone disease. How many bone diseases can you name?
That's the only one I know of.
In my mind, you can only name osteoporosis.
Yeah.
So
that would have been.
You could have made a very good educated guess there. Right. San Juan being the capital city of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico's been
in the news a lot lately because of Bad Bunny.
The clam one was hard.
That's the only one I would have got tripped up on is the quahog one.
And then what company makes the Land Cruiser and the Highlander? Those are two of the most popular SUV models.
I agree, Graham.
So I thought Toyota.
I'm with you.
I thought there was a very attainable 3 out of 4 there.
Same.
But, you know, people always want to be mad at me about something. That's fine.
You can't win, Graham.
I'll just take my ball and go home.
It's all the stuff you need to know.
Basketball and
music,
football.
Movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Any interest in knowing how much Blake Lively got paid for It Ends With Us?
Yep.
Who gives a fart?
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to play that.
So she, so there's a proposed contract for Blake doing this film that was unsealed late last week as part of her legal battle with Justin Baldoni. Now, this is just the draft contract, not the one that she signed. So she probably shot this back and demanded more money than everything I'm about to lay out for you now. So keep in mind that it's probably actually a little bit more. But here's what they initially proposed. A salary of $1.7 million for her role in the film as Lily.
That'd be nice.
Plus 10% of the proceeds.
Also nice.
Whatever it makes in theaters, you get 10% of all of that money. Also, several bonuses based on winning awards. So, like, she would have gotten paid $100,000 for getting nominated for an Academy Award, but then $200,000 if she had won. Or
That's
a little bonus.
$75,000 for a Golden Globe nomination, $100K if she won, and then same thing for like the SAG Awards and a bunch of all other awards there.
Were there any nominations for that movie?
She wasn't nominated for any awards.
Yeah, I don't think. I watched it. It wasn't all that good.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it was that's probably pretty ballpark, pretty close to what she like ended up getting.
I feel like it's pretty standard.
I mean, the 10% of the revenue generated from it, I mean, that's be a big
huge
number. If you have a big box office success, that's where you really make your money.
And then they also pay for like her assistant during the time the movie's in production. She gets a personal, you know, driver, her trailer with whatever amenities she wants. They pay for her personal training, her meals. They also offered to fly her family out when she was like filming not in New York, like they did some filming in Vegas. So here, we'll fly Ryan and the kids out on a private jet. That was included in the contract. They also had some clauses in there that said all parties would have to take any legal issues, any arbitration would not be filed in public court. They'd have to settle that privately. She did not sign that part.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that interesting? And then she comes back and files a major lawsuit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
We should have been movie stars. Everything you just laid out right there sounds pretty nice. And a lot of money.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We got some controversy.
Uh-oh.
Before we get to that, though.
Oh, okay.
Before we get to that.
Cancel this.
Let's give you the chance to win some crazy cash. $1,000 happening right now. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right, listen up, everyone. This is super simple to enter, and you should do it because you could win $1,000 in crazy cash. You take the keyword red. Could not be more simple than that. Red. Take that keyword over to wild949.com, or if you're streaming us on the iHeartRadio app, hit the contest tab right there and scroll down for a second, and boom, you'll find a spot to enter that word right there. And that's all it takes. $1,000.
Or is that word too difficult? Because everything we do on the show appears to be too, too hard all of a sudden.
A lot of controversy about the difficulty of this morning's Yep Nope Game trivia questions.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy hump day. Wait. No, it's not hump day. It's Tuesday. Oh, you guys confused me with that Australia joke. Anyways, Graham, those questions were very hard. I think the questions need to be screened by Jess and Selena. And if they know two of them, then two can be hard. But all those questions, except the Puerto Rico one, but the other three, I was like, damn, I really don't know. I felt bad for the guy. Anyways. Have a good day.
First of all, I'm a little offended by that comment.
But you guys should be the pre-screeners. Yes. Like, wow. You guys are the barometer for how difficult the questions are. I don't think too many questions would make it through. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I know. But that's true, yeah.
Morning, everybody. This is Hazel from San Francisco. The trivia questions were fine. Me and my 6-year-old went 4 for 4. It's like Quahog is the place that Family Guy's from, right?
True.
And what do they always eat in Family Guy? They eat clam chowder. And osteoporosis, I mean, I got a lot of medical conditions, so I figured that one out. And Puerto Rico, come on, man.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe everyone's not going to know every single question, but
that's the point.
They're workable, and some people know them, some people don't.
And you could work your way to a very educated guess on a lot of those questions.
I appreciate that he didn't cheat.
Yes, that's the main takeaway, because a lot of people are like, I actually have no idea. I've never heard osteoporosis.
Yeah.
And then they just blurted it out. We know you're cheating. Yes. We're judging. Lots of judging.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think you're doing great with the questions,
Thanks,
Graham.
Buddy. I just like hearing people's complaints.
You do you.
Thanks.
All right, speaking of complaints.
All right, here's one. I don't know if I should levy this complaint or not, and I want you listening to weigh in on the talkbacks And Selena and Jess, you guys can weigh in as well. And Selena, I don't know if you've experienced this or not, but look, I never thought I'd be the dad that takes youth sports too seriously. Like, you see these parents fighting and people all upset at their kids' games. It's like, what are we doing? It's kids' sports, right? And so I've taken it that as that's my position. Like, it's just kids' sports. Just have fun. Like, we're not taking this so seriously. Your kid's not going to go pro. Spoiler alert. It's just not going to happen, okay? We're taking kids' sports way too seriously.
What if,
but here's... Wow. What?
Sounds a little negative. Like, what if that's their dream? What if they want to go pro? Oh. I mean, they can. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible, but like 0.0001% of athletes, of these athletes that are at, you know, playing youth sports are going to be have a successful pro career. It's a very small number. Okay. You could
fair
go
enough,
pro.
Fair enough.
All right, let me put it that way. You could. There's a very outside chance you could. But we don't need to take youth sports this seriously. It's gotten out of hand. You know, dads and coaches are fighting and stuff like that. Like, what are we doing? But here is where... I need a little advice because I felt like I've had to hold my tongue just a little bit because where are we at with the officiating when the officiating during the games is terrible? That's my question because I can understand, look, I don't get upset if a kid doesn't play well or a kid makes a mistake. They're kids. They make mistakes. You can't be upset about that. But what about when the refs are terrible? Am I allowed to shout something then? Because I feel like I should be able to blurt something out. Like, what kind of call was that? But I also don't want to be that parent that's taking it too seriously.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm throwing it out. What do you do when the officiating is absolutely awful and they're just missing calls that are blatantly affecting your kid, you know, your kid's team? They're now bearing the brunt of it. Like, they're losing a game because the official makes a horrible call. They're just a human too. I get it. They make mistakes. Where are we at? Am I allowed to say something under my breath? Like, whoa, better get some glasses. I don't want to be that guy that's taking the sports too seriously. But I guess I have felt a certain level of frustration brewing inside me during some of these soccer games when the refs, I'm like, are we watching the same game?
I feel like
that guy was offsides by like 30 yards.
I feel like that frustration is natural because you're watching your own kids play, but I think it depends on the age group that we're talking about. Once they get to high school, it's a little bit more competitive, and obviously that next step after that is like
college. You can just start shouting death threats at the refs.
Not death threats.
Meet them in the parking lot and beat them up.
That's a good time to start taking it a little bit more seriously. When there's a bad call, if you feel like it needs to be challenged, then challenge it. But when we're talking about like children, like kids, you don't want to be that parent that's taking it too seriously. You know it was an awful call, but at the end of the day, it's not about that. It's about your kid learning and having fun.
I think especially because you are contradicting yourself a little bit if you're saying that they shouldn't, you know, kids should just kind of have fun. And just let them have the fun. And then I guess at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter whether they win or
right. lose. You know it was a bad call, but you have to be the bigger person.
Especially because you are the coach and parent.
But, like, are you even watching the same game as me, ref? Like, he's offside. He's down there cherry picking by the goal. He's so far offsides. I don't. See, but yeah, you can't.
Breathe.
I just got to. So, in other words, just stuff it and just sit there silently.
I think, yeah. Talk to yourself, maybe talk to other parents, but I wouldn't like cause a scene.
Well, of course I wouldn't. I would never be that parent. I'm just wondering like what the protocol is because I know every parent listening that has kids that play sports has experienced this.
Officiating, every time, always.
You know, is can be like, but like just in the instances where it's just like so egregious, like it's just so bad. I'm just like, can I offer constructive criticism to the referee?
I think that's okay.
Maybe turn your stupid head notice that
I've seen coaches like get into it like with the ref, and then now the whole game's on pause because they're off to the side arguing.
I agree.
And
stuff.
It's like
that.
We don't want to.
Yeah, you should not do that.
But it could possibly lead to that. And at the end of the day, it's not even about that. Especially when the kids are this young, you're talking about your own kids. Like, it's not even about that.
Yeah, I'm talking about 8-year-old soccer.
No. Yeah, so it's not that serious.
I know it's not, but
so lead by example.
And look, here's the other thing. I have a lot of sympathy for refs. Like, I used to ref soccer when I was like a young teen. My dad would make me do that. I don't know. I was like, I just want to stay home on the weekend. No, you're reffing soccer. And I used to do that as like a job. I feel like I was on top of the game and I made all the calls and I knew when that dude was offsides. And hey, look, I knew who kicked it out of bounds because I was paying attention and I knew it was a corner kick because I saw it bounce off that player, the defender's leg. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I was really good. No parents were yelling at me.
Yeah, maybe that's you. A lot of like the younger, the teens that have to do that, they don't care. They're there to fulfill their community service hours or whatever volunteer things.
You
they
think
have
they're coming straight out of juvie for this?
No, I mean like a lot of like sports programs, like if you're playing for like high school or whatever, you have to fulfill a certain number of hours. I don't mean like they came out of jail.
I thought you meant like this dude just got busted for a DUI. He's like, fine, I'll ref soccer.
No.
Got it. It's one of those things where I never thought I would feel the way that I do watching the game, because you do get invested in your mm-hmm. kids' games, and then to see them kind of like
natural. That's
screwed
normal.
Over, it kind of, and you know, they notice it too, maybe not as much as the parents watching on the side, but like, you know, the kids know when something is unfair. You know.
What does your wife say about this?
She doesn't care. Oh. I need to have more her approach. But also, I was trying to explain it to her the other day, and she's like, yeah, did you not see that the ref's not calling off sides? This kid's just camping down here by the goal. You can't do that. She's like, what is offsides? And then I was like, okay, you can't go past the ball unless
Never
there's
mind,
a defender
Kate.
Back there. And
Never
the
mind.
Whole thing. So like, she's more or less where I should be about this whole
right.
thing. In your guys' mind, is just oblivious to it. Just let the game play out. I don't care that my kids are losing games because of horrible officiating.
Well, they're 8 years old.
Yeah, but they want to win a game, too. I feel bad for them. They haven't won a game yet.
Then be better.
I agree.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham, you were just asking, how do you handle when you're at your kids' games and whoever's officiating the game makes awful calls? It's so frustrating, but like, are you allowed to say anything?
Hi, Graham. It's Monique from Oakland. I'm calling about the ref situation. First of all, I think the coaches can clarify with the refs. But not the parents. The coach can ask, sort of instruct me, what is a foul? What is, you know, offsides? And so that they're the authority. And the second thing is that helped me to remember to be nice to them is that they're volunteering. And without them, the kids couldn't even play sports. So that kind of helped me be a little bit nicer to them. Have a great day.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all about keeping the kids' sports for kids. And them having fun is the most important thing. I just, you know, when the calls are just so, so bad and games are being decided. I'm just wondering, because I know every parent that has kids that play sports has dealt with this. And I'm just wondering, do people, I mean, I bite my tongue. I'm not going to ever shout at a referee. I used to, like I said before, I used to ref youth soccer. I used to do it myself. And it's a tough job. I get it. But I also feel like I did a way better job than these kids nowadays.
Good morning, JV Show. Graham, you definitely do not shout death threats at the referee. You go over and whisper them in their ear. It's much more effective.
No.
That's good advice. That is good advice, because, yeah, you don't want the kids to hear that.
Right. That would be an awful
I like that
thing.
One.
Oh, my God. This is the first time I've ever did a talk back, but this is Maria from San Francisco. My kids play flag football, and because the rules have changed so much for girls' high school flag football, the refs are constantly not knowing what the calls are. And it's so frustrating. It's cost us a few games, but oh my God, I'm totally with you, Graham.
See, but I think when it gets to high school, like I said, it's a little bit more competitive, yep. a little more
That's
serious.
That's when you do start shouting the death threats.
Maybe not shout death threats, but I think it's okay to say something. When we're talking about 5, 6, 7-year-olds, I think just let it go.
6, 7. Yeah, I get that. But you think at high school it's okay to shout and berate officials?
I didn't
officials?
Say that. I said it's okay to say something. To
yeah,
like,
because the officials
like,
at that point.
What kind of call was that, Blue?
But you can
get
say
your
that.
Eyes yeah.
Because at that point they're getting paid, right?
Not enough.
I don't know.
No, none of these officials get paid anywhere remotely enough to have people in the crowd shouting at them. But they should get their eyes checked. Maybe they should offer free eye exams.
Hey, Graham. I know exactly how you feel. My daughter is 17. She's a senior. She plays water polo for her high school team. And I get mad at the refs because there's is no drowning and no over the body. And half the times these refs are just sitting there watching you and they're like, oh, I didn't see that. And it's like, how can you not see that? And I'm sitting there yelling like, you're drowning my child. How-
oh, my God.
Well, yeah, when your kid's in danger, I guess, and a ref isn't helping out, that would
maybe that's elicit the more only time it's okay to like response. Say something.
I played water polo. Trust me, that's your ultimate goal. You try to drown everybody.
Oh, my God.
On the other team, of course, you try to drown them without the ref seeing. That's what water polo is.
I would never survive that.
No, yeah. You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Let's do one more talk back.
So my daughter plays competitive soccer, and I will say, as much as we want to be saying, you know, thanks to the refs, we have had an experience where the ref starts favoring the opposite team, and we don't want to jeopardize their game. So we as parents have to bite our tongue as much as we want to trash talk, because we don't want to ruin it for the kids. So we have to always keep that in mind. And I'm there with you, Graham. I do not like bad calls, but let's not ruin it for the kids.
See, oh, that's another good point. You say something and then the ref is like, okay, screw you guys. Yep. I'm going to start, you know, showing favors to the other team.
I know. You think officials should be unbiased at every level.
That doesn't always happen.
They hear it. And they could influence the outcome of the game. Yeah, it's one of those things that, and Mom Albert left a talk back. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to play it, but he said, like, Graham, you not taking youth sports so serious? Like, you go on giant rants on the show. Yeah, I rant here on the airwaves. I bite my tongue on the sidelines of the games. I'm just wondering, that was just sort of kind of a question at what level am I allowed to be like, horrible call?
Yeah. I don't really like the parents getting involved, though, but I think if you're like in a coaching position at some point, you should be able to, you know, when it gets to a higher level of competitiveness.
And the other lens to kind of look at it through is, unless you are outraged by the horrible calls or non-calls that are going in your favor, because look, you're only upset about the horrible call that goes against your team, that ref likely making horrible calls the other way, you know, and or missing calls.
Yeah.
Again, if you're not outraged and yelling about the ones
that
are,
why would we be?
Well, I know, but that should be, you know, if it's a gripe with officiating, it should be a gripe both directions that the game should be officiated better.
That's a good point. Yeah. But no, I'm not outraged by that.
Nope.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Fair or foul?
Yep. I have two different scenarios for you. You tell me, fair or foul. So this past weekend, I went to this ice cream place.
Foul.
Picked up
lactose intolerant.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Picked up a couple ice creams for me and my family. The total was around, I think, $27, 27 and some change. And I leave and I get an email receipt, because you know how you pay with the square, with the card on that like square payment.
And who selects email receipt? Always no receipt, no receipt.
Oh, I did. So that's the thing. I didn't even select anything, right? I pay. She gives us our ice creams. I leave. I get an email receipt.
How did I have your email?
It's connected to your card when you use Square.
From the app. Yeah.
From the app.
Okay.
And it caught my attention because on the email, like, headline or subject, whatever, it said $31 and some change. So I was like, oh, I strictly remember her saying 20 something when she told me how much it was going to be. And she didn't turn the screen, like there was no tip that I put in on my part. But when I look at the receipt, it says that there was a tip added of $2.88. And so for me, I'm like, it was just a few dollars. It's not like it's not that big of a deal. Obviously, I'm not going to do anything about it. But what rubs me kind of the wrong way is that I wasn't even asked to give a tip. They even had a tip jar there.
Like the fact
that you just put your hand in it and moved it around to make it look like you were putting something in there.
I took a couple dollars actually.
Right, out. Yeah, got some change.
The fact that person added the tip for you and then selected like email receipt or whatever, because you didn't even get to select that.
Mind you, I was standing there for quite a few minutes because we were waiting for our ice cream. She was handing them one by one to us.
So you're saying her service was bad and you wouldn't have tipped her anyways. Too slow.
No, but I will say, like, looking back, I mean, did she have a smile on her face? Did she seem welcoming? Probably not.
Oh, wow. Taking shots at her demeanor, too. All right.
But like, what I'm saying is,
you'd like to see her ice cream scooping resume while you're at it? I don't think she had any experience coming in this job either.
Like, if you're going to be doing that, at least have a sign there that says, hey, like, we're going to get 10% or whatever it is as an automatic tip. And sure, you know, like, it's fine.
I'm with you on this one. That is foul. They need to have a clearly stated thing, because there are some restaurants now that say we automatically add a 20% tip or whatever it may be, or some, they have to have that clearly stated that they're going to do that. Otherwise, it's foul. A tip is up to you if you would like to reward their service, and you clearly did not want to because you said
no.
Is this one of those things? I mean, do you think that we are tipping, we should be tipping ice cream scoopers?
I do.
When or is this one of those things where it's like it's gone too far? Like now we're tipping everybody.
When I take my kids to get frozen yogurt, and I tip. I do. They flip the screen around, and I either, if I pay cash, I'm leaving them a couple bucks in the thing, or I'm not tipping some huge amount, but right. I do.
But they give you the option at least, right?
Like they're right. It's totally up to me.
So fair or foul?
I'm saying foul.
What happened, Jess? Foul.
I'm saying foul.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay, one more. What do you guys think about this? So I was talking to one of my friends that had recently gotten her nails done, and she was appalled by the fact that she was charged. She ended, her total ended up being around $100, but she was telling me that the nail tech charges $20 as a deposit, but then that deposit doesn't go
towards the nails?
Towards the total of your nails. So she was like, you know, I go in, I had paid $20 already, and she goes, okay, well, the total for your nails is going to be, I think it was $65 plus tax. Mind you, it wasn't like, the design was pretty, it just wasn't that intricate. And then, so she ends up tipping after that, and then the total ends up being like around $100 for a simple design. So I don't know if I just think it's outrageous because I usually do press-ons and haven't gotten to the nail salon in a long time, but maybe that's the usual for some people.
I have a question.
Yes.
What the hell is a deposit on nails? What?
It's like if you're booking with somebody like to save your appointment time, it's like, here's a deposit to save my slot.
Oh, I thought you were saying like you got to bring the nails back once they pop off and they reuse them. Like you're putting a refundable deposit down.
If you're putting a deposit down to save your spot, that should always go towards the amount. And if I'm sitting there and I find out it doesn't, well, then that's your tip. I'm not tipping on top of that. Right. There's your $20 tip.
There should be no such thing as a non-refundable deposit to hold your appointment if you show up. Mm-hmm. I get if you don't show up, then you may forfeit that.
Then you lose that.
But you get it back if I held up my end of the bargain. Showed up, and here are my nails from last week that I found on the ground. You can reuse these again.
That's not what it means, Graham. That's not what it means.
What it sounded like. I don't know. Is that what it costs to get this? Again, a dumb guy question here about nails. Oh, what does it cost to get your nails done? Like, is that $60? Is that a normal? I have no idea.
That's kind of what I'm wondering now because, again, like, I haven't gone in a while, but it kind of seems like it's up there.
I would think 100 is like pretty average. Like I would pay like 80 getting mine. And then depending on who you go to and what you're getting and the length and all that. I mean, and it could be more than 100, I think.
So this isn't for like getting where they just paint your nail. This is like when they stick something on there and then bedazzle them and all the, and do all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's $100 job.
Sometimes it's more than that. Yeah.
Dang.
And they'll last you maybe like 2-3 weeks, I guess, depending on who you go and how well they put them on, but
yeah, but the whole deposit thing,
pricey.
foul hella foul.
$100 at the rate that they're popping off you, Selena, and they're all over the ground here in the studio, like I just like that seems like a lot of money for something that ain't that permanent.
Those are press-ons, that's why. I do press-ons. I don't get my nails
same.
But thanks for noticing, Graham.
Uh-huh. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We were just talking about tipping. Jess, you said you went to an ice cream spot. The person working there didn't flip the little screen.
Automatically did a tip for me.
Just added a tip.
Yo, what's up, JV Show? It's your boy, Nobody Special, aka Steve. Yo, Jess, you should say something about the whole tip thing, because that's illegal. It's highly illegal for a employee to choose a tip for the customer, especially without their knowledge, and then charge your card for that amount. If I were you, I would say something, because that's not cool. They did that to you, they're probably doing that to a lot of other customers as well.
Is it illegal when they choose no tip for you? I don't have a problem with that.
Oh,
yeah, I don't think that's illegal.
Fine with
that's
that. Okay.
But them adding money to your bill without your consent, that is against the rules, unless, of course, you go back in there and you see that there are signs plastered everywhere that they automatically add a 10%
tip or something. You weren't paying attention.
And you were too focused on getting your gummy bear toppings on your ice cream there or something. But if without that, I agree with Steve, because that is illegal. You can't do that.
The other thing we were talking about is nails and, you know, how expensive it can get.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christina from Roseville. I'm calling and weighing in about the cost of getting your nails done. So I've been going to my tech for over a year, and they just raised the price but didn't tell me until halfway through, and I was really annoyed by that. I paid it, but it was $70 for gel extensions. Only color, no design. It's getting a little crazy, starting to think about press-ons again. Anyways, it's happening everywhere. Sorry, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's getting so pricey.
For no design, $70.
Just plain color.
I just couldn't. Call me cheap, but I can't.
I mean, I would have, if you had asked me, Graham, what do you think it costs to get your nails done? I would have been so far off.
What would you have said?
I don't know, $40 or something.
$40? It used to be.
Okay, well,
maybe like 30 years ago.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I've never gotten my nails done. $100 to get your nails done seems crazy to me. And also, next question, what are gel extensions? You getting hair extensions on her nails?
No.
No, gel extensions.
It's different than
acrylic.
What does that mean?
Different than acrylic.
It's a different, yeah. It's just like the gel polish.
What's being extended?
Well, if you get tips.
I don't know. I'm lost.
Okay. You don't need to know.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Alec and Stephen Baldwin got into a pretty scary car accident yesterday. If you don't know Stephen, this is Hailey Bieber's dad. But they were driving in the Hamptons yesterday. They were there for the Hamptons Film Festival when Alec smashed his wife's Range Rover that they were driving in right into a tree. So Alec explained after, and thankfully there were no injuries, they're fine, but he explained that the roadways were slippery, very wet, and this massive garbage truck, like the size of a whale, cut him off. So to avoid hitting the truck, he swerved a little bit, lost control, headfirst into a tree. I cannot think of anything scarier. Like, very we had scary. To drive in that downpour yesterday. And I feel like every time I went over a puddle, I like hydroplaned. I was so scared.
Yeah. Do you, sometimes I wonder about Alec Baldwin. He can't seem to get out of his own way. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, trouble just kind of seems to just keep following him. This one could be totally an accident.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, he's had a lot of incidents over the years where you're just like.
He needs a cleanse.
Some people, it just be like that.
Yeah.
Jess, have you started watching the Ed Gein series on Netflix?
I was going to yesterday, well, last night. But I get kind of scared because when it's dark and I'm alone in my apartment. I'm like, I can't do that to myself. I won't sleep.
So in Ed Gein, by the way, we're talking about the monster series on Netflix. The new season is all about serial killer Ed Gein. Well, a biographer who is like an Ed Gein expert is slamming the series, saying a lot of it is just like not even what happened. He said, quote, so much of it is pure over-the-top fabrication. Now I'm upset that all the people who watch the show are going to think they're seeing the true story of Ed Gein. He says a lot of, like a very large percentage of it is just made up, like in the very beginning where the show starts and he is doing some autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh my God.
He's like, there's no evidence that Ed was ever into that. So they just like completely made that up to be sickos on the show. Also, his portrayal of his relationship with a woman named Adeline, like in real life, they weren't really like boyfriend, girlfriend like that. They just like hung out once. And so a lot of it is like a reach.
Does this show portray itself as a documentary, or is it, you know, they're taking some creative license here?
I know they're taking some creative license.
Right.
I hope all viewers know that. It's not even like a documentary style type show.
Got it.
And Did you end up finishing it?
So, funny story. No. So, haven't finished the season yet. I did watch some over the weekend, though, but like mid-episode, I kind of like dozed off, and then I woke up, and I like...
Everybody was dead.
And I like, no, I like continued watching it.
Like, ah, that's what happens.
And then I tried to go back last night, and I like... It basically turns out I slept through two whole episodes. And I watched half of one episode and half of like an episode way up here. So I have to go back and watch a whole lot.
You got a lot of gap to fill in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm confused. I don't even know where. Do I just confused? Start from the very beginning now?
Yeah. What time is it? Is it morning? Is it evening? I can't tell. I woke up. I'm very groggy.
I already know what happens up here, but I don't know when it happened and like the timeline of things. I'm just completely lost now. I don't know. I screwed up.
Nice. Just start the whole season
That's
over.
That's what I'm thinking.
Start from episode one.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, yesterday was the annual World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay. Growers from all across the country, they truck out their massive pumpkins that they've been growing for months and months, and then they weigh them to see who's got the biggest one. Well, this was cool because a local grower won this year's event, Brandon Dawson of Santa Rosa. He brought his pumpkin, and it weighed 2,346 pounds. Wow. And this was cool because it was also redemption for him. He was the runner-up last year to this grower out of Minnesota. I think that guy had won it maybe a couple years in a row. He was not able to enter this year, the guy from Minnesota, because the pumpkin that he had been growing, he had a huge one growing, it split open and didn't wasn't able to make it all the way to full size.
Taking all the guts spilled out?
Yeah, those pumpkin guts spilling out. But that opened the door for Brandon. For the win, he got $21,114. Remember, they award you $9 a pound for the pumpkin, for the winning pumpkin. And then if you break the all-time world record, which I think is over 2,400, it's a decent chunk bigger than the one that he brought, but you would get a $30,000 bonus if you bring the all-time heaviest one for the competition. If you want to see Brandon's giant pumpkin and all the other ones that were entered in the competition, the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival is Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend. Woo-woo! And they do a bunch of other stuff as well as part of that. So it's a fun place to take the family, and then you can see the winning pumpkins. That's a big one, though. And congrats. Local winner.
Yes!
Brandon out of Santa Rosa. Let's go.
Nice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just discussing the cost of nails a little bit earlier. Jess, you do press-ons.
I do press-ons.
I just got the time to sit there for 3 hours getting my nails done.
And they're so expensive nowadays.
I know.
And I was shocked to learn that what you ladies were saying and some of the talkbacks were saying that it costs. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Like $100 or more. You can get a cheaper set, but I think 100's pretty
average.
Yeah.
Good morning and happy Wednesday to you all.
It's Tuesday.
Okay, Graham, let me break this down to you because this is what I pay every 3 weeks. I just paid it this past Saturday. $220, that's not including the $40 tip. That's for me to get a fill, a pedicure, a Brazilian wax, eyebrow wax. Now, I used to pay $100 to $150 just for the fill because I used to get blinged out. Stop doing that. I now pay anywhere from $80 to $100.
First question.
Wow.
Dang.
What's a fill?
A fill is when you already have a set of nails and they just go in there and they don't start a new set all over.
They just go in there and backfill them?
Add a little bit more.
Because they've grown out.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's a little gap
and
there.
And usually those are less expensive, but $80 to $100.
Okay, that's a lot. She says her total bill, $220 plus a $40 tip. She's at $260 every 3 weeks. But there were some other things she rattled off in there. Some waxing was happening.
Yeah.
And some nails and some something else. Does that seem like, is this a typical, you think most ladies every 3 weeks, $260 bucks or something?
I think for all of that together, yeah. I think that seems pretty on track.
How often do you wax your eyebrows in Brazilian, Selena?
I don't wax my eyebrows.
Got it.
Me either. I pluck them.
Me too.
Oh.
Or sometimes I don't even do that and they just look crazy.
just let them run wild.
The downstairs, 5 to 6 weeks. So got I don't, it. 3 weeks seems a little excessive. But I mean, hey, do you.
Everybody grows hair at a different rate.
And I'm sure she probably doesn't do that every 3 weeks, but.
I'm going to stick with press-ons for now.
Yeah.
Save a little money there.
I mean, you guys must hate me because that $40 I spend on a haircut once every 2.5 months.
I hate that for you. It's really adding up.
Wow. For me.
Wow.
That's the only thing.
Let's talk about Halloween. I saw this study that found the average American eats through their Halloween candy at least twice before Halloween even comes and before Halloween is even here.
Wait, so you mean like they've amassed a stash of candy to hand
like
out?
Like they shop
on Halloween
early,
night.
But then like, yeah, then they like dibble and dabble and they eat through all their candy and they have
eat
to keep
through
on
it twice.
Yeah. That they've had to restock 3 times or more. 26% of people say that they've done that. One in four people. Roughly.
It is dangerous when you open that big mixed variety bag because you're like, well, it's just a little, Reese's or whatever. It's just a mini little Kit Kat. What's one of these? And then next thing you know, there's a pile of 10 wrappers in front of you. Like you can't stop with just one. You're like, well, I got to try the other because there's this other one in here. And then, well, there's that one. I got to try the Snickers too. Obviously.
That would be me, but I don't ever buy my candy until like the day of.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You don't give yourself that chance.
Yeah.
You can't open the bag. If you buy it ahead of time, you cannot open the bag until Halloween night. Then I think you're safe.
Also, I did see like, you know, all the candy on the shelves. Graham, you were saying a couple weeks back that a lot of people, some people aren't going to be passing out candy because of the price.
Yeah, sticker
it's
shock.
Too
things were
much.
Way, way up. They said prices between over the last couple years are up like more than 20% in some cases.
The mixed bags that I saw, at least at the Safeway that I go to, they were like $17. Still a lot, but not like the 25 that I was expecting based on when we
but still
it adds up.
You're still pushing close to $20 for a bag of candy. That's crazy.
That's too much. I saw, I guess on average per household, you should expect to spend around $420. At least that's what the average American is going to be spending.
$400?
Just on candy? Or is that
Halloween? Halloween total. To celebrate Halloween in general.
Like costumes and stuff like that. I was like, $420 of candy to get the forklift. Jeez.
Costumes are expensive too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
I told you that, you know, I got my family's costumes already, and we're not going to say what it is because, you know, I want to leave an element of surprise.
Yeah. Why don't you DIY it to save money?
No, too late. I already bought it. But they were like $60.
Jeez.
A costume.
And it's a one-off. You're never wearing that thing
again. Never wearing it again.
Unless your man has a thing for the Yellow Ranger, of course. Hey. You may get some more use out of that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Keep the helmet on, apparently.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We'll see. Graham, have you done any decorating at home for Halloween?
We did. You guys finally, we went to the pumpkin patch on Friday.
Oh, nice.
A shout out to the Stanley Lane Pumpkin Patch in Napa. It's a great spot. And we got a whole bunch of pumpkins. And we went to Home Depot after that to look at, because I don't know if you guys seen Home Depot's selection of the big, giant animatronic things and decorations.
They
They've got like the, and they're on sale right now too, because I guess everybody buys them, you know, right to be ready for the start of October. And now they're already, some of them are $100 off at least, but they have that 15-foot tall skeleton. They have some huge ones. So I took the kids there like, okay, which one? Let's pick one of these out. And they couldn't decide because there's like 60 different ones and they're running around hitting the try me buttons and all of them, all the things are cackling and doing stuff all at once. I feel bad for the cashiers that work right near there. They must hate that. So we ended up with just a couple more life-size, you know, like the 6 foot tall skeletons that have the eyes that you, the glowing eyes that you can turn on. Mm-hmm. We bought a couple of those. So they're sitting on the front porch and then the pumpkins and all the stuff. So we are about halfway into our, there's about three more bins in our garage marked Halloween. I have no clue what's in them, but I'm sure there's, you know, the spider webs and all. We haven't gotten to all that stuff yet.
So 51% of people who have decorated their home insist they have the best looking house on the block when they're done. I feel like you think that about your house.
Our front porch is pretty darn good right now. I wanted to do, you look at those giant things. Again, the 15-foot tall skeleton at Home Depot. You're like, dang, that would be cool, you know? Like, you really want to go big, but then also, like, where do I put that thing?
That's my thing. The reason why I'll never go super scary on Halloween is because if I have to then put those, like, in a closet or, like, in my garage, where? It would spook me every time I walked in there, and I don't want that.
Well,
this
one, I mean, again, it is so, so huge. I just don't even have a place to store it. And you look at the store, the size of the box that this thing
maybe
comes in, I'm like, I can't even fit this in my car.
Maybe that's why some people keep it up and just decorate it year-round for different occasions.
You could do that.
I think that's why. There was one of those people on my old street in Napa. They left it up year-round. Because it's huge.
Yeah. No, I actually kind of like when they decorate it. And then, like,
really?
So I got a Hawaiian shirt on for summertime. And
but I just can't look past the Halloween vibes of it. So.
Yeah.
So you don't like the Christmas trees either because some people have their trees up and it's just Halloween decorated.
At this point, just keep on going all the way. You're almost to Christmas. Yeah, but go check out Home Depot right now, you guys, because some of those things were over $100 off.
Nice.
I almost bought one of those huge ones.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.